This is Fresh Air. I'm Ken Tucker. My guest, Mark Linkous, is the man behind Sparkle Horse, a rock band for which he writes, sings, and plays nearly all the music. Since the release of Sparkle Horse's 1995 debut called Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot, Linkous has been hailed for making lushly textured, invitingly elusive rock music. His new Sparkle Horse album, called Good Morning Spider, has arrived with another layer of interest, since a few of its songs refer to a 1996 accidental overdose. Linkous has been out on tour to promote Good Morning Spider. Here's a bit from the album called Pain Birds.
Goddamn.
That song, Pain Birds, contains a sound that I think is very characteristic of a lot of your songs that includes that sort of electronically distorted version of your voice. I noticed when I went to that Sparkle Horse show the other night that your mic stand has two microphones, one that kind of projects your normal singing voice and the other that filters it through some kind of distorting effect. What do you like about that sound?
There's some type of documentary feel to it. I don't really know orally why I like it so much, but it seems to make the proximity of a voice seem a lot closer to your ear, and also that old radio broad, the Green Hornet sound. I started at first trying to disguise my voice because I didn't like it, but now I've gotten to really just use it as another instrument.
What didn't you like about your voice?
I don't know. I think just the way lots of people just can't stand to hear themselves on tape. But I don't use it specifically for sabotage anymore.
No.
It makes it fit well into the song sometimes, I think.
Well, in that in this song, Happy Man, that whole, what you were saying about the idea of the radio, Happy Man kind of, it's almost like tuning in a radio station. The song kind of fades in and out and you get a lot of static. Were you going for that kind of effect?
No, that was mostly just sabotage because I was afraid that song would be pushed as a single. And I would much rather something like Pain Birds be a single.
As you mean by your record company?
Yeah.
For them to pick that song because it had like an obviously very catchy melody or?
Yeah, and plus I was really tired. It's an old song. That song was recorded before the first album ever came out. And plus, I didn't want to skip over it when I listened to the record, so doing all the radio static made it more interesting for me to listen to.
I think we should hear a little bit of that song,
yeah.
Give an example of what we're talking about. If we
could. Okay.
If I had more would be laid. Just a little smile. The dogs on the trail will be dragging me back to jail.
That's a Happy Man from Good Morning Spider. Let's talk, if you will, about this accident that occurred in 1995 that seems to shape a lot of the content of your new CD. You were touring in England, and could you tell us the story about what happened?
Well, there's only two songs on the record that really have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
That's St. Mary and Pig.
Uh-huh.
But I had a big bottle of Valium, and I'd apparently been taking them real heavy on top of prescription antidepressants and stuff. So I just passed out in a hotel room in London with my legs up under me. So when I went to the hospital, and when they straightened them out, it gave me a heart attack and just a chain reaction of things shutting down in my body. So I ended up being in a London hospital for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that you were like clinically dead for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember a thing.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. And so what was it like once you came to and realized this had happened to you and you'd lost the use of your legs?
Well, I didn't really understand what had happened for a long time. And until, I don't know, I guess I started recognizing people around me. Well, I thought I'd had it coming for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Just messing up.
Yeah.
Just being
Messing up in what sense?
Just doing too much of everything, overindulging in things.
Yeah. So it was like a warning sign?
Yeah.
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 Did you take it as this warning that you better straighten up?
Well, I took it as, it was inspirational in a way because so many people came to see me and wrote me cards and letters.
Uh-huh.
People who had the first record in it, how it affected them so much in a really good way.
Yeah.
And that sort of inspired me to get better and make more records.
What was your rehabilitation like?
I didn't really do a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
It just involved learning how to walk again, really.
Mm-hmm. And do you have complete use of your legs now at this point? Do you have to...
Yeah, I just have to wear braces on my legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And will you have to wear those braces for a long time?
Forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, your health is good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, let's play one of those songs that came out of that experience. I think I'd like to hear some of Pig. That's Mark Linkous, Sparkle Horse, on Good Morning Spider. That's obviously a much harsher, kind of more explosively emotional piece of work than is on, you know, a lot of the rest of the CD. I hate to use that overused word cathartic, but were you working out some kind of hard emotions that you had in the wake of that accident?
Yeah, I think that was just wanting, screaming at my body, wanting my old body back.
Yeah. My guest is Mark Linkous, leader of the rock band Sparkle Horse. Let's take a short break. This is Fresh Air. We're back with Mark Linkous, the man behind Sparkle Horse. I've read that you live on a farm in Virginia. Is that where you grew up?
No, I grew up all over Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Now I live on a return to Virginia after living in New York and Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. What did your parents do?
My father's a coal miner, and his father was a coal miner. My mom just worked in a factory.
Uh-huh. So when you were growing up, did you expect to become a coal miner if your father and your grandfather had been?
Yeah, I would have been.
You would have been?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when did you decide you didn't want to do that?
When I saw Johnny Cash on television when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you remember that moment?
What was it?
Was it like the old Johnny Cash show?
Yeah, he would swing around and say, "Hi, I'm Johnny Cash."
Right, yeah, at the beginning of that was great.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and that was a great show because it had so many different kinds of people on it that it was like the first show where it was a country show, but he would have Bob Dylan on and lots of rock and rollers. And
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so that's when you decided this maybe was your ticket out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus seeing Thunder Road.
Uh-huh.
And seeing Robert Mitchum flick a cigarette in a cop's eye, and the cop crashes into a tree and the car blows up.
Uh-huh.
That was really inspirational, too.
Uh-huh. Johnny Cash and Robert Mitchum, you can't do better with inspirations like that, I think. Between the time when you decided you wanted to be a musician and you actually launched this career, did you hold down any jobs of any kind before? Did you,
Yeah.
Yeah? What sort of work did you do?
House painting, dishwashing,
yeah.
Chimney sweeper.
Yeah.
Tried to be a coal miner for a few minutes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Didn't like any of them?
Oh, it was miserable.
No. Did your father like his job? I don't know any coal miner. I've never read or heard of anybody who really enjoyed that work.
I don't know. My father and my grandfather had a real, strong work ethic.
Uh-huh.
Which I never really understood. Maybe that's why I became a musician in the first place, just being lazy. But
I think a lot of times artists come out of that. You know, you sort of react against your parent. You look at it, and you want to do something completely different. Looking back, do you think that was it?
I don't know. I know when I was growing up down in the mountains, all I wanted to do was escape.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I chose music as a rebellion or anything.
Did your parents support what you wanted to do? Did they think it was okay to pursue that?
Yeah, although they'd never understood it, really.
No. Do they understand it now?
Now that they get postcards from around the world, they sort of understand it.
Yeah. Have they ever come to any of your shows?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They just still don't understand it.
Even after seeing it and hearing it? What kind of comments do they do? Does your father have any?
Yeah, he said, "Well, I love you."
Whatever the heck you're doing, I love you. That's great. For someone who likes to work alone, do you get satisfaction from performing live? Do you like performing with other musicians in front of audiences?
Certain audiences, yeah.
Yeah.
And certain musicians.
Yeah.
When they really appreciate the slow songs.
Uh-huh.
When you can get 500, 200, 2,000 people to be totally silent.
Why is that important to you?
Just because I think that they're captivated and they understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And they totally get it. And it's not just like a social situation where everyone's going out to drink and talk and socialize. They're really there to listen to what's going on.
Do you find it's almost kind of easy if you rev up the volume and that to get a crowd reaction and then so that it means more to you when you have a quiet song that they respond to?
Yeah, it is easier to just be loud.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more punk rock to play quiet and pretty these days.
Really? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Are you writing more new songs at this point?
Not lately. I've just been so busy lately, but...
Yeah, because you've been on tour.
Yeah, for a while. So hopefully I'll have a little time off and can write a little bit.
Yeah. Are you ever able to write on the road? Do songs come to you like images or melodies and snatches that you try and record in some way so that when you get back home you can...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep a little tape recorder and try to document whatever ideas I have and then get home and sift through them.
Yeah. Are there things that just say within the past few days that happened to you that, you know, might pop up at some point in a song? Because it sounds to me like images come to you. The songs aren't necessarily linear lyrics and yet they're things you're thinking about ruminating on.
Well, the sidewalk outside, the way, I don't know, you think of bricks and concrete being so sturdy.
Uh-huh.
They're just torn up all over the place. There's little places on the crosswalks where the bricks have just sank, you know? And I was fascinated at this dog the other day at one of the clubs. He would throw this all day and he'd chase it and bring it back to you.
The bottle cap?
Tireless.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was just some dog that was...
just hanging. I think he belonged to the sound man.
Didn't know whether you allowed dogs in at the concerts or.
Oh yeah, we encourage animals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had any animals present in concerts that have helped?
No, I wanted to get a little billy goat for the tour bus, but the tour manager wouldn't let me. And we ate at a Denny's in Oklahoma, and sure enough, there was a trailer full of billy goats, an unsecured trailer of pygmy goats.
Outside the Denny's, we should make clear, not on the menu or near the kitchen.
Right, in the parking lot.
Yeah. Do you like billy goats?
Not really. I just thought it would brighten things up on the tour bus a little bit.
Mark Linkous, leader of the band Sparkle Horse.
Hey, Joe. Come on, Joe. Don't make that sad song any sadder than it already is. Yourself together. Come on, come on. I know you're thinking about your nervous life.
That's Hey Joe from the CD Good Morning Spider. This is Fresh Air.